Hey, get out of the fuss and Alice. It's a very simple issue. Lemor. Vayedavar Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron lemor aleihem. What's pshat? Vayedavar Hashem el Moshe on lemor. And then it says aleihem, and then Dabru b'nei Yisrael lemor. So, a lot of lemors. And what's lemor aleihem? Lemor usually means doesn't have to have aleihem. Yeah. So Lemor Alehem, if my Google was success, is the only place it comes up in Chumash. Lemor Alehem. And Lemor, the first time it comes up in Chumash by Lemor is by the Bria. Then when Hashem gives the bracha to the fish. So Lemor in all of Bracious does not mean to say this, it means, and this is what he said. And Parshas Bo, that's when Lemor begins to mean in order to say to somebody else. Now Lemor Lehem doesn't work either way. Because if it's to say to somebody else, who needs the Alehem? All right, so that's right. So listen, Rashi says, Sheyomer Elazar Lisomer. All right. So now the only problem with that is that every parsha in Chumash, Moshe told Aaron, and then he taught Elazar b'Itamar. So what is this difference? So let's look at, they start with the Rashbam, the Moshe ul Aaron, u'mizeh yesh lechiyach al kol leimor hakosav veidaber Hashem el Moshe ki peirushoy leimor leMoshe. He says, Lemor means to say to him, not the we usually interpret Lemor meaning to say to Moshe. And that's over here, yeah. Okay, so that will work in the in Bracious and now well, we'll sell it. Sim said, okay, and Alehem is because it's Moshe and Aaron. They wanted to add in Alehem to stress that. So let's look at the Arachayim. Arachayim says, Rabbi Seinuz al Omru. Alayhem Peirush Sheyaimar Lil Ozalisom Rashi Vakavono Baza Kidei Lak Dimum Bilimud Koidem Kidetanya Beseder Alimud Vulai Shiniskavein Latzvichum Lahus Bnei Yisrael Alderech Kisifse Koin Yishmudas Asherol Kain Somach Lizet Dabru. So he's saying that maybe this is a record of what the Gemara says in Ehrman. That Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Aaron and then taught to Lili Somer and then Aaron taught to Lili Somer. And this is a mission. Part of the mission of Lili Somer is Siv Seikoin Yishmudas. They are supposed to be teaching. That was one of the roles of the Koinim, to go around teaching the Torah. And so the Pasuk says, Oyd Yisboer. And then, yeah. Why in Shmini? Right over here, yeah. Now, so one of the things which happens over here is that these are the animals that are separated for korbanos, right? Only behemoths are korbanos. Chayas cannot be korbanos. And I don't know, but that doesn't really help for. So lefi mashepi Rashi b'mkoymes acherim ki tam omer lemor ki adiva yotze mipi kel el yoin hoya noitza mimenu malach vehu hoya medaber moshe uperish lemor hu hadibur yoimar lemoshe Ukemoichen Omar Khan Lemar Alayam Perish at Dibur Yemar Lamoishal Aaron. The Ain Perish the Machish Diver Risen Shamulehoya Diver El Lamoishal Aaron. Ki Gam the Darkenu Lohoya Sheme Diver Hashem El Moshe. Lasham Malach Hamis Habe Mea Dibur Hayavidabi Velosh and Rabim. U Moshe Oyamagia Dvarm La Aaron. I mean, Umi Moshe. So this is what he, so Lamor is the creation of a malach. I'm not sure what that means, but it shows it's a difficult nekuda. Yeah. Yeah? And what? One more attempt of the Arachayim. Next, he keeps on going. El Bnei Yisrael Lemor. What's the second Lemor? Yitzaki Mitzvah Zohi Bechinas Hamala Vakoved Lehem. That's the and it skips down. Pirush Tevas Lamer Khan, who al derach, a different word, Imru Tzadik. It's raises up at Tzadik. But the Lamor, the Roman Israel Lamor, they said the Keshem Ha'emircha Hayyim. So Aleph Memreish can also mean to raise up, in order to raise you up. Okay, Clay Oker back to Aleph. We got to figure out what does Aleihem mean. Kimash Shapirish Rashi Shechozil Alzi Samar Shegam Hey Meshluchim B'Mitzvah Zul Efishakum Hushu B'Mima Einu Mochu V'Kilei Nizkar Alzi Samar Kaidem Zeh Gam Pasuk Aimer Meidem Aaron. Says one of the suggestions of Chazal, one of the pshatim of Chazal, is it includes Zilozi Summer because they were Zech, also because they didn't cry to get Aaron. He says it doesn't work because Zilozi Summer man dechar shemei. So Aleihem has to refer to something which happened. I'll tell me it's included in the Vayidim. It doesn't mention the Gabi Vayidim, only Aaron. Avoloy Zilozi Summer vakori belaylo imar shenirmas bemilas Aleihem inyan yoker moy. Okay. Leimor Aleihem means this exclusively to the Jewish people. Tell them it's exclusive. Darbo Bnei Yisrael, getting exclusive stuff. What's so exclusive? Kedera Shekosu Rabim Minam Eforshim Inyan Yisrael Macholis Shisha Choshu Shem Abrius Hagufais Urfuwasai Kiamacholim Aheim. He wants to point out that with that, not for health reasons, this is not a universal issue. It's not good for everybody. Raya, and many, many strong goyim who are healthy and they're eating kol mine dover tame. Elu vadai, shekol elu eina kavona bem ki im el refuas aneshama, that macholeis, ksheireis, tahireis, they elevate the neshama, ki heim mishak tzim an nefesh hat tahira, ubegor shimruch taru kedushim in a odom, umay lidin atima hasasechal. He says because these have a way of getting into a person and minimizing our ability to think things out and introduce a measure of cruelty. Cain kosev ba'akedam and the Abar Menel va'ray al zeh. This is the ray. The ones we was referring to before a little bit. She porush and nolda mechamor asura. Right, if a chamor would actually give birth to a para, so the halacha would be a yaitzim and a tamei tamei. Aye, the para looks like a para, talks like a para, it chooses God, it has split hoofs. A yaitzim and a tamei tamei. Shmamina Shamoilid Naisen Tunura Shemboy bin Nailan Mimenu. Valze Derch Nemar Ach Eze Loi Toichlu. Right now, goes on to another Nakuda. A Nakuda of hypocrisy. Right, this is the Nakuda. The first Nakuda he said is Lay More means it's exclusive. And the MS is it fits it very well to the Arachan, the more to raise you up. But it's exclusive. This is something which looks like it's not exclusive. It looks like it should be of a human value. No, tell them they got it wrong. And then he says one of the strange things of the psukim is that when we go right there and discuss the animals that have one siman tor and one siman tame, right? As it says, vesash agomol kimal geiruhu farso inem afris. What does it say that? It should say inem afris. It's a shofan kimal geiruhu farso leyafris. Just tell me. It's a farso. Every single time there's an animal that has one siman tor, one siman ra. So the Torah goes out of its way to say, you should know it has a siman tor. But once I know it needs to have both simanim, so I know the reason it's tame is not because it has a siman tor. So Kliyakar says, no, that's not pshat. Pshat is that it's much worse to have one siman tor and one siman tame than to only have simanim tameim. So that's when he develops that idea now. He says, and it says, and furthermore, it says by the gomel, umi mafach ezel esoch umi malei geira, umi mafrisei aparsa. So it should just be mi malei hageira umafrisei aparsa. But it says mi malei geira umi mafrisei aparsa. Kavli neva malei geira mafrisei aparsa. Elo shemilei milei katani. Balchi kamer. Ach ezel lo yisoichlu. Afilu yeshe kol simone tara v'ainu mu noilad uba nimali agera levad kigoin pora migomol. Even if you have an animal that has kol simon tar, but it came from a gomol or mi mafrisa yaparsa levad tainu pora mechazir, or if a pora came from a chazir, only one simon ra kach bishwa kadmoinim. Because nosnu ta'amim b'chol asimun tuma shekulo mayrim, because they all instruct us al koishi had baser umezig rosh boy tunis rois v'guf ayechlu, because it wants to show us that these animals that have somehow come from an animal that has a way of having a bad influence on our neshama, they larach mazeh ba'al zen nemar. Me yitain tam, it's a medrash in Parshas Emor. Then he says, Vizeshan Masuvika Rabba, Kimoshal Neroife. Okay, we can skip that. But then go to the bottom of this paragraph. V'ulai mitam ze, Omer Zoisachaya, Afal Pisha Mesayim Babahema. All right, now if you look at the Pasuk, it says, Pasuk Beis. The Arba Bnei Yisrael Emor Zoysa Chai Shetaychlu Mikol Abay Meshal Oretz. And then it goes on to discuss Behemis and Chayes. So Rashi says that Zoysa Chaya so Behemis Bechlal Chaya. But the Kli Yoker suggests, he says that Shekol Archokes Eilim Litzorach HaNefesh HaNikris Chaya. Zayisachaya, this is where your real chiyus comes from. This is your neshama you have to worry about. In a medrash and maskim mikol tzandit verenu, demloy kein marol kochlit in tamal mitzvah zu lama le nesana lo umes yaisim mi al kol mishum tara elavad de shirotzul tarets yiter loshin shalaleim shabol lemaydu umes veloy melachosh mistama ein shum goy roitze lekaim shum mitzvah emloy sheyde sheyesh b'teil es vaylu mazeh. So this is what makes us unique to Klal Yisrael, because Umay Sa'olam want to have benefit in this world. Sharel Kulpanim Ein Machelik Olam Haba. Then skip to the next paragraph. Es Hagomol Ki Mala Geiruhu Havle Meimar Ki Parsen Emafris. Why does it say Ki Mala Geira? She's the Iker Tam Shel Tuma. Vehein B'Shofen Bar Neves Chazir, all of them, the Torah stresses that they have one siman tov. Why? He says, because Ubeir Inyan Zesh, a siman tarsh of a kulam, Moisev Tumma Altavasan. Having one good siman makes them shvacher, makes them worse. Kedar Shamu Be'esav, Shendim Shalach Chazir. Why is Esav compared to a Chazir? Because he had the Chazir Fisalach, because he would try to show there's a kosher. A kosher animal, a kosher person. Anybody who is a, what do they call them, a phony person, an imposter, that hypocrite. Worse than the Russia. Why? That it's better to be straightforward than Echad Belevi Echad Bempeh. Balkain Afrosas Parsa Bechazir Hu Simen Toma. The Vishim of Parsa Zu Yochel Hatez Abriyais. The Laris Kilu Kosher. So having one Simen Tohar is a Simen Tomei because you can trip people up. Bechain Bevach Zebigomo. Right, now skip to the next paragraph. Ubezema Yushim Ashadosh Vikar Ramos Agomos Ubovel. Gomel is Bavel. Why? Shafan is Madai. Kimalas Geru Shemigadeles Tzadikim. Umordechai Yeshe Bishara Melech. Arneves Yovan. Kimalas Geru. Alexandrus. Karchavil Shimlet Tzadik. Komal Rilu Borchoi. Hachazir Zu Edim. Shemafris Parsa. Why does the Medrash do a strange limud on all of these? It says, Shafan is Madai Malas Gera. It does good things. It's Megadela Tzadikim. It doesn't have split hoofs. Arneves Malagera. Alexandros had a good moment. He was Mechabed Shimon Atzadik, right? So the Kli Yoker says that that's what it means, that that because these nations had some good qualities, it made it harder for us to be able to distinguish and figure out that they're not good for us. So the last paragraph, Umasha Nemra said, Gomuz Ubavel. Ein kama nosir lefar shemikol tzivin ipshutai. But the point is that ki kishem sha gomul mala geru umitzadzu nira kosher kach malchus bavel haro ui heru es atzon ki goyim vechasodim Yisrael. They present themselves as doing us, being good for us, giving us autonomy. Shagmul huo yal tzadaziyuf, but it was a phony. So Mordechai was able to raise a Mordechai and Shimon a tzaddik. V'kol a tzaddaziyuf. V'chein edaim oisem masa chazir shemarin tlafei mekshirim shein poishtun yedein begezel likach momi Yisrael v'zroyev v'im horgim oisem. First, they're very nice to us. They don't rob us. Then they're killing us. V'elach v'zei yoiser v'al tzadda melitza. Asa simach min agomel lebovel v'shtofen lebodai v'mikol mokim lo'elin kamos v'farsh v'kroyis chutz v'pshuta. So the, but it doesn't intend to say anything other than the pshat is still the pshat. But the, so again, the point, the 2 points that he makes is, what is leimor? So leimor means tell the Jews it's exclusively for them. This speaks to them in a way that it doesn't mean anybody else. Don't make a mistake to think that this mitzvah is a health mitzvah. This mitzvah is a ruchnisik mitzvah. Like that, that the non-Jews would not be interested in this mitzvah, because it's ruchnis, it's olam haba. And then he says, and then it teaches us a mahalach in life, that a davka goes out of its way to list. They could have just said, the animals only, you need two simanim. So I would know. The Gemara says these are the only animals, I think they only have one simon. But these are the only ones, yeah. only ones that know. So the Kli Yoker is saying that it's making a ruchniistic point that a person is straightforward. You know what you got. A person's a funny person. So then you can wreak havoc. And that's what it pointed out, that the Umas Ha'olam had a phony side to them. And that tripped us up, made us understand who they were. Shot something correctly. Okay, now where's this Aruch Chaim you're saying about the Chazir, Asul Achziroi? Must be around here. What page? Aruch Chaim Posuk Zayin? Okay. Gera lo yigar perush tenayhu adover kolzman shu lo yigar. Then, as long as the chazir doesn't chew its cud, avol yosad lo v'yala gera, it will chew its cud. V'yasul yis muter v'loishi yishor b'lo gera b'yutar ki tara lo tishuna. It doesn't mean that it'll say the same. Right. How does that work on the pasuk v'gevu? But if it is, and that's true for all the other ones, the Gomel and the Shofan. And Parsein of Afris. Now, so you're saying that this then suggests that the Simonim are not Simonim, but they're Metarim. Yeah. No. Oh, I don't know. Miyachzor. But means to come back to. Right? Does it mean just to change? Lachzor. Yais mutter. We have. That's our time. Okay. Okay. Let's go back then. Yeah, the Kayaker. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and truth, yeah, right there. But Bubble did allow us to develop, we had some autonomy in Bubble. And then even and after Achashverosh, we even had bubbles and allowed us to rebuild, or Madai allowed us to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. So they all had. Yeah. In modern times, also the biggest Rasham was sometimes the most polite and right. The Japanese and the Germans were very polite people. Although that they can become the most vicious. So that might be what's being rumors over here that. One of his halachim is that when the Jews were in a golos that was unattractive, so we didn't assimilate. And the Jews in Poland, no one wanted to be a Polish guy. Right? No one wanted to be, because it was unattractive to us. When the Jews were in a culture though, where the goyim were refined, educated, so then that presented a huge problem. That's this Nakuda. Ivana, yeah. Right. Yeah. The culture and the yeah. So that, and that's this Nakuda. Which also then helps explain the word lay more to raise one up, to give you an insight, to make you to make you distinct. Okay, so this so the just to come back to how we began, is that he's saying lay more alehem is to Klal Yisrael. To make the Klal Yisrael should realize this, this that when you finish the Klal Yisrael, it's to tell Klal Yisrael there are many messages over here that are unique for Klal Yisrael. And okay, let's back up to the Ptira of Nodavi Aviyu. That is Perik Yud. Perik Yud, let's start with the Rashbam, Pasuk Aleph. Torah says, "Vayidnu ben Eish veisimul Torahs veikriv le Hashem Eish Zara, Asher lo tziva oisam." So the Asher lo tziva oisam that they were that God did not command them to do. Now the truth is that the pashas of Eish Zara goes back to Keteres Zara and Tetzava, and the Rosh said, "Don't bring a Keteres Tetzava, don't bring." So the Rishbam explains. Asher lo tziva oisam Moshe b'yom hazeh, shafal pi shebishor yomim ksiv, v'nosdu b'nei Aaron ha'kohenim eish al ha'mizbeach, hayoim lo tziva, v'lo yiratza Moshe sheyaviu eish shel hedyot. In other days of the Yimei Miluim, Aaron did light the fire. Over here, Moshe didn't tell him to do it that day. This is Yom Hashmini. Moshe Ben said, "Let Hashem Baruch Hu bring the fire." The Rashbam is saying that what Kadosh Baruch Hu was stressing is this is the one time Hashem said, "Don't bring this fire," right? Moshe said, but otherwise they were following the Seder of the last 7 days. Balaturim, Ein leimar lo tziva lavi esh zara, vegam lo tziva shaloi laviyo. Wasn't that Hashem? God didn't tell him to do this. No, it's Pirushai Asher Tziva Shel Loi. Hashem told them not to bring it. Asher Lo Tziva Osa. God told them not to do this. And Sforna. Choshvu Shekemoi She'achar Atomid Asher Boi Tishu Shechina. Tomei Akteris, Kacho Yeroi Laktir Kteris Chandosha, Atol Higolois Kvayt Hashem, Al Kol Ha'om, Val Yerida Seish, Vilchein Ikrivu Lefnei Hashem HaMizbech HaPnimi, Shinemar Vileisalu Kter Zara, Vigam Im Roi Lasos Koch, Im Hoyu Mitzuvim Bazeh, Chotu Lasos Ato. Right, so they thought that we're done. They thought that the theory, yeah. They thought that, that it was appropriate to mark the fact that the fire came down. Right, It says Vateitze Eish Milefnei Hashem Chom Dalet Vateich Al Mizbeach. So they thought that should be celebrated with a korban. Tomei Akteris Kach Hayiroi Lakteris Chadasha Ata Aligolis Kved Hashem. So they thought it was time to bring a new korban to celebrate the realization. And one more approach is the Arachayim. This Arachayim is, in Pasuk Aleph. Yirtzu leidia mokim to usa. It says, Vayika v'iku b'nei arein, nodu v'yaviyu. They erred in seeing themselves as b'nei arein. Liyoysam koyenim she'aleyim te'osa avoda. B'nei arein. Sheinis, ha'yoysam gedolim b'masa u'shkulim heim kemoyshe v'arein. Shemadrega Govoya Vizev Shomar Nod Viaviu Ubechinazu Einoi Vealozer Viisomer Shegam Heim Le Arin Eila Madrega Mitzan Atzvam Kin Nod Viaviu. So he says they erred in two attitudes. Number one, they said, we're Bnei Arin, we're supposed to be doing. It is appropriate for us to do avoda. It's coming to us. We're entitled to the avoda. And then they thought that they were distinct from the other two Bnei Aaron. So those were the two sources of their error. That's why it says, "V'ikhu Bnei Aaron, none of you each Bnei Aaron, none of you." But from being they were sort of super entitled.
Who are we? We're the sons of Aaron, we're the nephews of Moshe.
I thought they were because they saw themselves as being roy to be totally dedicated to avoda. That was the zara. Good. Chazal said that when Moshe Rabbeinu says "Bikroivaya Kodesh," so he said they attack it. Was there? Yeah. No, but is that a steer? No, they were people of great, great measure. And then they. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I see. So I saw there's a machlokes amongst Meforshim whether Vayidem Aaron means he was in fact comforted, or whether Vayidem means he really saw that it was a big schus what happened to them. And so the Ramban says he was crying, and he became quiet, and other Meforshim say that he didn't cry b'chlal. So there's a friend that they see from this farm that some took it, right, it was a nechama. Okay, so he was able to stop crying. Some took it as he really Moshe was saying the Emes, it was a big chos. Zohar isn't. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That. Right. I thought he means is it possible that he's saying that these are happening simultaneous? None of you take a pan and they put coals in the pan and they're heading to the Mizbeach to put fire in the Zeach. And then Vatetzi Eishim Lefnei Hashem, and then the and right, because he doesn't mention it for the Mizbeach at Pnimi. Look at the for the beginning of the Rashba. Koidim shiyotze eishmi lifnei Hashem kevar lokul ishmach tase latir k'taris lifnim al mizbech hazav shektaris shal shachar kidemis leivorim v'nosu ben eish zara shalay tzivoy sam b'shem mizeh. So the fire had not yet come down. And they put fire into these pans, but they were talking going into the Mizbeach Hazav. And apparently Hashem had intended that a fire would come down both in the Chitzon and in the Pnimi. So they were on their way to bring a fire into the Pnimi, and then the fire came down to the Chitzon and consumed them. Apparently he was with Sarah with him every single day. Yeah. Bnei Aaron should put Eish al Mizbeach. Yeah. The idea that what's happening is that when it comes to Aveis HaMikdash, there is no initiative. There can be initiative and other ways, but Hashem, yeah. In the palace, and you're in the when you're in the inner sanctum, you don't do anything with that. Yeah. And that's when they call him Aish on his Becha. Yeah. Yes, wait. What is that? Sorry?
I need to break up.
No, no, I have somebody waiting for me. I also have to. Right, Zachi. Hello?
We turned off all the lights.